This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. We'll give you the toll-free number on this primary day edition, at least for New Hampshire, of Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
Johnson
and Mark.
And, of course, we'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username as well. Mark, you've actually got some statistics, I think, about Americans' frustration with both political parties. Is that right?
That's right.
I think that'll be a good one to talk about on today because, you know, it's primary day here in New Hampshire. It's the first primary in all of the 50 states. There was the Iowa caucus already, but this is the first primary. And that's a big deal. You know, a lot of people are paying attention. I actually conducted two interviews this morning with a couple of our radio affiliates, WGMD FM in Delaware, and then also KMMS AM out in Bozeman, Montana. So one of them, you know, asked me a lot of questions about New Hampshire and, you know, what are things like here? What are your predictions? And, of course, I can't predict, you know, what's going to happen.
How do you describe some place in the United States as compared to other places?
I think it's New Hampshire's a unique place as far as
that's what everybody thinks about their place.
As far as politically is concerned, and I think there's a lot of evidence for that particular claim. In my case, one of the points I made was that in New Hampshire, you can't prejudge people based on their political party as effectively as you can in some other places. So, like, for instance, in New Hampshire, the Republicans, some of the Republican state reps actually voted for gay marriage, and many of the Democrat state reps are gun owners, and they support gun rights. So, you know, not just because you're a Democrat in New Hampshire doesn't mean that you want to have gun control. Just because you're a Republican doesn't mean you're anti-gay marriage. And those are just two examples of a myriad of different things. Like cannabis legalization here was supported by 80% of the state house representatives in the last state house session last year.
Just because you're ordinarily Republican doesn't mean that you don't support free ponies for everyone.
Well, there's Vermin Supreme, and that's a whole other category.
He's not a registered Republican. He was under.
That's what I'm saying. Just because you're Republican doesn't mean that you don't support free ponies for everyone.
I see.
So it's just a unique place because it is more of a purple state than it is anything else. Red and blue don't really apply here in the same way that they do in other places.
It's also somewhat less religious. The you know, New England area, the Northeast, tends to be less religious than most.
And at the very least, the people who are religious here are less in your face about it.
No. I mean,
there are fewer churches.
Certainly some studies are done, yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So that's going to have an effect on sort of the attitude of the populace.
Well, but I also think that the people who are religious here are less in your face about it. It doesn't have the religions here. They exist. There are churches, but they don't have that same kind of southern feel to them, the real pushy kind of Christian fundamentalist feel to them.
Well, any group that is sufficiently in the as a minority is going to be more polite. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Just generally, that's how that's going to be. So when you have, therefore, up here, you probably have less polite non-religious people in the sense that they have more political power.
So I had, as I said, I had two interviews today on the radio talking about the primary, which is always interesting because, like, the first interview, I was amazed they kept me on for as long as they did. I was on for basically 45 minutes out of the hour of the show. They started me at 15 after and took me through the end of the hour.
Were these normal talker shows, or were they like, hey?
They weren't just talk radio shows. Just, I mean, this the morning shows.
But were they normal? In other words, were they using normal voices, or were they doing radio voices?
It wasn't the morning zoo.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It doesn't have to be morning zoo to be the radio voice.
I wouldn't say they were like particularly extra radio or anything like that. But I was on the phone, so it's hard to really get a real feel for how someone sounds when you're on the phone. But what was interesting to me was, like, you know, I'm no political pundit. I don't know the I don't even know who all the candidates are. I mean, I know some of the big names just because you can't not know them in our business. But I just, it's interesting, like, that they wanted to talk to me. And I'm always grateful for the opportunity to, you know, talk to our affiliate stations about whatever the issue happens to be. But by no means do I feel like I'm in any way knowledgeable or have any expertise about the election.
You're a radio guy that lives in New Hampshire.
That was good enough. Qualified
as a pundit as far as the radio guys are concerned.
And I can talk about New Hampshire, and I can talk about things that make it different, and I can talk about the system here. So I explained the undeclared voter. And I think this is one of the most important things for people to understand about New Hampshire is when you look at the polls, a lot of the times they're taking polls of Republicans and Democrats. So when they say that Trump's leading in the polls in New Hampshire, they're talking about, most of the time, from what I've seen, they're talking about a poll that was done of Republican voters, which does not include undeclared voters. And in New Hampshire, undeclared voters, people, so there's three categories that you can register for in New Hampshire: Republican, Democrat, undeclared. If you are a Libertarian or a Green Party or something like that, you can be in those parties, but that you can't register as those with the state.
Right. So there's only three choices.
So most people in New Hampshire, or the plurality of people in New Hampshire who are registered to vote, are undeclared. If you look at the raw numbers, there are more undeclared voters than there are Democrat and then there are Republican. Not combined, but each one of them. So the undeclared is the biggest voting block in New Hampshire. And I don't know how many of the polls actually factor them in. I suspect some do. You know, just simply some people might just ask, who are you voting for? Or are you voting in the Republican or Democrat?
Well, I don't know. I got like about 30 phone calls a night trying to poll me as an undeclared.
Really?
Could be really uncomfortable. I didn't get any.
Really?
Yeah, I have a business. My line's listed as a business line, and I just haven't gotten any.
So anyway, I think it's important to explain that to people because, you know, whatever the polls say, maybe they'll pan out the way they say. Maybe the vote will pan out that way, and we'll certainly let you know as the show goes on how things are developing. But ultimately, those undeclared voters are a big question mark, I think, because they can swing an election in any direction. And the undeclared voter in New Hampshire can walk in to the polling location, and they tell the people that check them in, I want to declare as a, and then they decide.
Right. They take either ballot.
One or the other.
And so there's going to be a lot of people who are undeclared who are going to take a ballot for the Republican Party to vote for Trump or Cruz or whatever, and there's going to be a lot to take a ballot for the Democratic to vote for Bernie. And I've got to say, up here, I believe that it's going to be mostly undecladeds are mostly going to go for Bernie.
So here's the interesting thing. So I've been undeclared, and I've been getting these phone calls, and I've been getting people showing up at my door and my mailbox full of flyers and just like constant barrage of, you know, who are you going to vote for? Vote for this candidate. Come on, vote. And I got to the point today where I'm thinking about, you know, do I want to go down to the polls and vote? I'm undeclared. I could vote for either party and affect the primary for either party. Do I want to vote? By one vote, I could get in there and have that effect. And I just decided, I'm like, I was just too disgusted. And I figured, I'm just not going to bother. And it's been a long time since I haven't gone out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you just weren't excited enough. There wasn't anyone in there.
I just did not want to go out.
If it had been Ron Paul, would you have gone out?
Ron Paul, yes.
Yeah. So it was interesting. For those of you who were tuned in last night, Rich Paul was on the show, and he and I went at it about Rand Paul towards the end of the program.
Oh.
And, of course,
sucks.
I am not a fan of Rand Paul. I'm a critic, and I'm happy to see him out of the race. Rich was advocating.
He's still your favorite Republican. In the race. He was still your favorite Republican.
In the race? Okay, sure, I'll give you that. But he's definitely not my favorite Republican. But Ron Paul is my favorite Republican.
Okay, second?
I don't know who the other Republican. I don't know who the other Republicans
are. Point,
you're a better Republican, in my opinion, Mark, so I give you a second.
I haven't run for president.
Daryl Perry.
But you are running for political office.
I'm happy to take a write-in vote, and I will give you twice what Bernie Sanders is giving. I'm giving away, what is the minimum wage of 15?
Anyway,
I'm going for 30. So hell, why not make it 60?
Rich and I went at it last night in the last hour of the show about, you know, Rand Paul and whether Rand Paul failed the Libertarians or the Libertarians failed Rand Paul. Of course, I think Rand Paul failed to galvanize any real support, and that's, you know, why I ultimately had to leave, because he had no real support. But further, it was funny because I saw Rich coming out of the ward at which we vote, There's five of them in Keene. We both vote the same ward, and I'm out there doing some exit polling for the Keene Liberty Alliance, and Rich comes out, and he says, "Oh, man, I forgot that I was still registered as a Democrat from last time, so he couldn't even vote for Rand Paul. He had to vote for Vermin Supreme."
That's funny.
I gave him a high five. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Vermin Supreme's the guy with the rubber boot on his head.
That's right, and you can join us here. Your thoughts certainly on the election are valid, plus the post office wants to create a bank, and a happy birthday up
there. I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia, and 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dynovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dynovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. And if you want a killer gift for Valentine's Day, how about Sherry's Berries? Freshly dipped strawberries of the highest quality from Sherry's Berries. That's what you'll get if you go to berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, and nuts, and they are delicious.
Yeah, you know, you can get extra mileage out of them by sending them to your loved one's work. Then they get something delivered, you know, and that always looks good.
That's true. It's a great idea. And they'll, of course, ship it wherever you want to, and you can even specify on which day you want it delivered. So if you want it delivered the day before Valentine's Day or whatever, that's fine, too. But go to berries.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in code FTL. That way they know we sent you, and you'll be able to get Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. And if you add in $10 more, you'll double the berries, which I highly recommend. The more berries, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. These things are delicious, and the only way somebody would not like this gift is if for some reason they don't like strawberries or chocolate. And if that's the case, then don't worry. Sherry's Berries has all kinds of other delicious treats from which you can choose. So go to berries.com, start browsing after you type in code FTL, after you click the microphone in the top right. Berries, berries.com. Again, Valentine's Day is coming up this Sunday. Get your order in right now. Otherwise, you'll have to pay more for shipping if you wait too long. So do it now. Berries.com. Click the mic. Code FTL and get the deals. All right. So we're going to continue here. If you want to comment on the election or whatever, you're certainly welcome to do that. And that's kind of where we were starting here tonight. Mark, I know you've got a story about a lot of Americans saying that both the political parties are too corrupt. And I want to get into to those details, but just sort of recapping the day today. It was interesting because I was on the radio talking about New Hampshire and, you know, what makes it special and how sort of the political system works here, and that it's hard to really know in advance what's going to happen. Will New Hampshire predict what ends up happening in the long run nationwide? Not necessarily.
Well, it's not 100%, but it's
hit and miss over the years.
It's better with Republicans than it is with Democrats.
Is that right?
And there's some ways that you can look at, you know, there's different areas in New Hampshire you can look that tend to be, better guides and that sort of thing.
Well, in this case, Bernie Sanders seems to be the choice, at least for the west side of the state where we live. That's what I see everywhere is Bernie signs, Bernie bumper stickers. You
Bernie's
hardly ever see Hillary.
Clearly going to take it. The question is by how much, and that's going to matter for sort of the rest of the election. Hillary's leading in South Carolina, and that's the next one.
Hillary was the only thing that was inspiring me to potentially vote today, and I didn't.
So you'd vote against her would be the idea?
I just loathe Hillary so much.
Well,
apparently not enough.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to win New Hampshire, but...
I also didn't think that she was going to win. So.
She may have a stronger showing in the South. So if Bernie takes New Hampshire, it's not necessarily going to mean that he's going to win nationwide.
This is his... New Hampshire's Vermont's backyard, right?
Yeah. So there's all that going on. And then I was doing the Keen Liberty Alliance outreach, which, Johnson, you and I have engaged in. And mm-hmm. This is a way to connect with people who want to see smaller government. They think the government is too large. And it's interesting doing this outreach because you meet all kinds of people. And some of them don't like you because you're a libertarian and they don't like that. But others do. And it was cool because I got to meet some of our listeners. When I'm out there, I've got my voice and people who listen to the show, some of them will recognize it. And so I met some elderly ladies who were very, very sweet and very nice, including one lady who lives right down the street from the studio. And, you know, they listen to Free Talk Live on Saturday nights here in town. And so it's kind of cool to get to, you know, get to meet some of our listeners when I was out there. And then every now and then when what I'm doing for listeners that are unaware is I basically everybody that leaves the polling location, I ask them, would you have time for a quick one-question exit survey? And who doesn't have time for a quick one-question exit survey? Most people will stop and they'll let you ask the question. So I will ask, well, do you think the government is too big, too small, or just the right size? And this is actually an old Harry Brown question from way back when. Harry Brown was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000. And super majority of people think the government is too big. At least it took the quiz.
You asked that question with a lot more energy than Harry Brown's sort of version would be like, do you think the government's too big, too small, or just right?
So I got a lot of response. He was great. And I got a lot of response for too big. Like, the super majority of respondents was too big. Only, like, a few people said that the government was too small, and a handful said that the government was just the right size.
That's the strangest of them. How could the government possibly be just the right size? I mean, that's a
that
pretty...
That means the person is content.
Goldilocks zone of government.
It's really weird.
I mean, I'm always content. Don't rock the boat ever.
So was it just the right size 5 years ago when it was smaller? And if you know, like...
So anyway, then when that happens, when the person says the government's too big, then that's, you know, essentially that's the prospect. That's the person who I want to talk to. That's the person who I want to communicate with. And so then I pitch the idea of, you know, them sharing their email address. So we can get them in an email group and that kind of thing. But sometimes it's interesting the variety of responses you'll get. Sometimes people will stop me before I'll ask the question and they'll say, who are you with? And then as soon as I say Keen Liberty Alliance, they just start walking away. Even though Keen Liberty Alliance means nothing. I mean, it's like it's a very unknown group here. It's not like people know what the Keen Liberty Alliance is. But
I don't like that word, liberty.
Right. I think it's people who don't like the word liberty.
You must be a Republican.
Or no, you must be a libertarian, or
well,
you must be a free stater.
A lot of times it's Democrats that don't like Republicans. The Republicans use the liberty word.
Could be. Sometimes, though, you'll get someone who will say the government is too big. But then they'll say, are you the free staters? And I'll say, yeah, I'm a free stater. And then they'll just walk away. So not everybody who likes small government likes the free staters either. So there's a wide variety of responses.
You just want small government so you can have topless Tuesday.
Well, actually, one guy made some sort of quip after he was walking away why don't you go bug some meter maids or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Today's not meter maid day.
Today's not a meter maid.
So anyway, it's fun.
Ian, making friends in Keene.
Actually, a lot of people were very friendly today, Mike.
There are definitely going to be people that are friendly, especially for some, you know, some things.
Like you're standing in front of them.
Weed in the Central Square Day, you know, that's, you know, going to win friends.
So this is that people need to understand, though, about being an activist, is that when you're an activist and you're visible, people are going to have opinions about you.
They sure are.
The not winning voters thing. I went out to lunch, and I've got a grease stain on my shirt, unfortunately, from I got a sandwich today from a local sub shop. And when I went in to the sub shop, as I was going in to get my sandwich, there was a guy sitting there in a cowboy hat, first of all, which is just a little strange here in Keene. And he was wearing a shirt that said, ask me why cops either are or should be against...
drugs.
Against marijuana... ask me why cops should be for marijuana legalization.
He sounds like he's one of the law enforcement against prohibition.
He certainly looked like it. I mean, that's what it is. I mean,
you didn't ask him, huh?
I didn't, no. I had to go and go. You know, it's like I don't have a lot of time, so.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark's going to tell us about the majority of Americans saying both parties are too corrupt. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Internet was meant to be used anonymously, if you want, and without oversight. But many governments and companies are thriving off the lack of privacy that you have on the Internet today. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support too. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and with more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL50, you can get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. And for privacy, that's a pretty darn good deal. Use the Internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com with code FTL50. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And let's continue, Mark. remarks as we're talking about voting. Of course, it's primary night here in New Hampshire. We'll give you some numbers on that as the show rolls on. It's too early right now to really talk about it because voting polling locations just closed at the beginning of the show at 7 o'clock Eastern time. But you wanted to share what Americans as a whole, Mark, think about the political parties, the two big political parties. What is it that Americans are saying?
Well, apparently, according to Washington'sBlog.com, overwhelming majority of Americans believe that both parties are too corrupt to change anything. So, that's a pretty impressive indictment, right? Like, they're too corrupt to change anything.
Yep, okay.
And I think this is why people like Sanders and Trump are getting so much mileage right now from their campaigns is they're not viewed as part of either of these parties.
By the by, it's not too soon to start reporting on what's going on because I have numbers already from Google. 1% of precincts are reporting.
It's
and we
too
have
soon.
Numbers.
1% is too soon.
What?
Yeah. You're talking about Dixville Notch and a couple other places with like five people that vote, and that happens at midnight. So those numbers have been available.
No,
all day.
No, it's more than that. At this point, they have reported more than that. But it's still when it comes to these numbers, you can watch them as they pile up in this next hour. But on the radio,
they tend
it's
to
like,
trend very early. I mean, thin slicing. It's just.
I disagree.
I don't think it's worth reporting. I mean,
I agree.
Not this show.
Too soon.
Going back here. So it says, we previously noted in polls that Americans were in a pre-revolutionary mood, less than 1 in 5. Okay, so fewer than 1 in 5 Americans think that the government has the consent of the governed, that government corruption tops the list of Americans' fears, and that 3 times as many Americans supported King George during the Revolutionary War that support our own Congress today.
Whoa. Read that last one again. 3 times as many Americans
supported King George during the U.S. Revolution than do support Congress today.
That's got to be per capita. It can't be by flat numbers.
Right, I'm sure.
Interesting.
So
who was doing polling way back when? That's interesting.
It's just they're just taking the 33% number that you learned in school.
Hear ye, hear ye. Bringeth thy exit numbers yonder.
So a group of Republican and Democratic pollsters and political strategists reviewed polling data last week and revealed some stunning results. 84% of all Americans believe political leaders are more interested in protecting their power and privilege than doing what is right. That one seems just obvious, right? Like, that's what politician means. Somebody who's more interested in protecting their power than they are in doing the right thing. And these are the people, by the way, that write the laws. And then people say, it's a nation of laws. Well, how can it be a nation of laws if the people that are writing them are corrupt? That's what this is sort of what I need to understand. Exactly what do you mean when you say these things? So this is the complicated part of it, is that I get called, I've been called un-American more times than I care to be called anything in the last month. Just, a couple of videos have gotten out, and I don't know exactly what it is, but people have called me un-American.
Okay.
Exactly what does that mean? When the government is as corrupt as it is, and that's really what America is its government. Well, how could you be anything but an American?
Is America its government, or is America a plot of land and the United States is the government?
Okay, fine. America's a plot of land. Who doesn't like land? I mean, like, there are people that dislike dirt. I don't hate
dirt. Well, you
dirt.
Can be, can't you be in favor of America, the land and the people, but not in favor of the government of the United States?
Well, I think you can, but I have some questions regarding that. Should I like people from Seattle more than I like people from British Columbia?
Do I have to be in favor of the land and the people? What if I just like the people and I don't really like the land?
Yeah, or the vice versa.
Land...
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just trying to figure out what un-American means, right? Like,
I don't know what it means either.
Does it mean you're
mean
against
anything.
The government? Does it mean you're against the people? Does it mean you're against the land? Does it mean you're against all three?
It is a thoughtless. It is a thoughtless pejorative, is what it is.
Or does it mean that you disagree with me, and so therefore
I don't
like you?
That's mostly what it means. It is a way that that a person no longer has to think about the things that you're saying.
Sure.
So I refuse to call myself un-American because I don't know what it means. Mm. I think that I'm, disagreeing with the political process may makes me very American.
Then your very first answer anytime somebody says that should be, what does it mean to be American?
I try to ask these questions, but then they say I'm stupid. Right? Like, it's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. You just want to start arguments and stuff like that.
Well, actually, it's kind of stupid to call someone un-American if you can't define what American means.
I
just challenge them on that.
Sure. Yeah. If you've got an answer as to what un-American means or America means or any of these things, you can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
You don't like apple pie.
Right. I think it's great. I prefer it with ice cream.
That's un-American.
No, it's
only
very American.
Americans eat it without the ice cream.
Is that so?
I have no idea.
No, you have no idea. No, I mean,
what about whipped cream?
But I do prefer blueberry pie to apple pie.
Same here.
Pumpkin pie.
Berries are in, as far as the flavor goes.
Pumpkin pie over apple pie?
Pumpkin pie.
That's un-American.
Any day.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Pumpkin pie.
Blueberry pie I could let you slide on. I can't do the pumpkin pie over
really?
The apple pie. I like pumpkin pie. I just can't say pumpkin pie over apple pie. That's blasphemy. That'd be like saying you like strawberry rhubarb pie over everything else. That's
what flavor
crazy.
Ice cream do you get when you go to the ice cream store?
I like cookies and cream and sometimes mint chocolate chip. Okay.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip.
At least there's some excitement to what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, the worst pumpkin pie you've ever had isn't that much worse than the best pumpkin pie you've ever had. It's a consistently sort of boring thing. You know, we're not talking about, you know, whoa. That's
pumpkin pie
good.
Is old people food. It's like, yum, 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 yum.
People without teeth. 81% of Americans.
At least get like a lemon custard pie in there or something.
That's
like,
quite a tang. You've got to go one way or the other.
It's not as tangy as key lime.
That's true. 81% of Americans believe that the power of ordinary people to control our country is getting weaker every day as politicians of both parties fight to protect their own power and privilege.
All right. 80-something percent?
81%. I mean, okay. a devastating majority of Americans believe that they really are politically powerless.
The party system that we have right now in this country makes your options for pies both feces pie. You either get, you know, one pie is like one type of feces, and the other pie is another type of feces. And you get to select between both. That's your choice.
When you vote.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there's no time as if
I don't like
more true.
Feces pie,
but yet it makes people feel like they have some effect. It makes they came out in droves today. By the way, I mean spent basically the afternoon. I was there from 2 until 6:30 tonight outside at the polls. It was cold and it was busy the entire time. It's very rare that I'll go to a primary and actually have to stand in a line to get my ballot. Today there was a small line that I had to stand in the middle of the day, and so people still feel like they should go out. They still feel like they should participate, even though at the same time the numbers say that they know it's fruitless, it's pointless. The toll free number is 855-453 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the statistics and what Americans think. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, it is the first primary in the United States for 2016, New Hampshire, which happens to be where we're located, here in beautiful Keene. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. You can help support Free Talk Live. Maybe you like the fact that we bring to you 7 nights a week live radio content of a pro-liberty nature. And we're doing it on over 160 radio stations from coast to coast. You appreciate that? Well, you can help us out by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can sign up for $5 a month with any major credit card. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. You can use any credit card through PayPal. You can use Bitcoin to sign up as well, and that helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, which we will hopefully be adding some new ones here shortly. It's been actually a pretty good month within the last month. We've added Dallas and some other markets. So thank you to everyone who's a Free Talk Live amplifier. You guys make a huge difference for us, and we really appreciate it. In fact, right now, it's actually been a really good last 24 hours for Free Talk Live, because as far as the affiliate relations side of things go, calling new radio stations, Hugh Hewitt, who is a talk show host who has an evening show, he's kind of like a right-wing Christian conservative guy.
Host debates or something like recently?
Yeah, I believe he was in one of those.
He's gotten
debates.
A little bit of press recently for being, you know, I don't know, gotten mentioned during the primary season.
So he's been one of our competitors at nighttime for a while here, actually pretty much the whole time we've been doing the show. And he recently just got announced, like, on Monday that he was going to be moving his show to a morning show slot. He's going to be replacing Bill Bennett, who is the former drug czar from, I believe, the Clinton administration, maybe? Reagan? I don't remember when. He was a drug czar at some point, and so this former drug czar is retiring from radio, and this other guy who's our competition is leaving nights, which means that now Free Talk Live is, and this was a little shocking for me, is the longest-running show in our day part, in our time slot, in syndication. We've been there longer in this day part than any other show out there. Mark Levin, we've been there longer than he has, and he's the big boy that we're competing against. Jerry,
the ones that are backed by the big corporations.
Right. Jerry Doyle, who's the former guy from Babylon 5, he's been doing a nighttime talk show, but he's only been doing evenings for a little while, and so he's been doing it for a long time, just a few months longer in syndication than we have, but we've been doing our show for longer than he has.
Well, you just let me know when we're revising that talker's ad.
Yep, so that's a big deal, I think, the fact that we are like a mainstay in nighttime talk radio at this point. We are the longest running syndicated.
That's a great little...
great thing to be able to claim.
So thank you to everybody who's helped make all that possible, because it's our listeners who've become amplifiers that have helped put us in this position and continue to make it possible for us to spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you were sharing with us some statistics from, I'm sorry, I don't recall what the polling firm...
Washington'sBlog.com
was. I suspect they're reporting on an actual polling firm.
Yeah, they're putting things together in a way that... just sort of show the dissatisfaction Americans have with their government.
So they're looking at different polls then?
They're putting some stuff together. Okay. So it says here, a group of Republicans and Democrats, pollsters and political strategists reviewed polling data last week and revealed some stunning results. And we've already gone through a couple of them here, but this one, 80% of Americans believe the federal government is its own special interest, primarily looking out for itself.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they see this clearly. Now, they may want things from the federal government or whatever. They haven't come to the conclusions that maybe you or I have, which is that, hey, an organization this big, this corrupt, with the power to force you to fund it, is not salvageable. Like, it's just not a model that you want.
They haven't gotten to that point. They know that it's bad, but they still probably believe that Bernie's going to be a revolution, or Trump's going to get in there, and he's anti-establishment.
And I think that is the best answer. Now, I did say, I predicted it way back in, like, 2005, that you would see the Republican Party split in 2012. And I kind of get some credit for predicting the Tea Party revolution. So
didn't that happen before 2012?
But that's when it came into mattering and on a national level. The Tea Party came in.
Didn't really split anything though, right?
Well, tell the establishment Republicans that.
They're doing just fine. The establishment Republicans are established. What are you saying happened in 2012?
Well, I expected the Republican Party to split into two parties.
It didn't.
It didn't split into two parties, but it has two huge factions now. Yes.
What are the factions?
The Tea Party and not the Tea Party.
Okay.
And that's kind of it.
Do you see this when you go to Republican meetings?
What do you mean? I don't go to these Republican meetings.
Well, what makes you say they have two factions?
Because that's what the media is reporting. What do you want?
But you don't have any personal experience with
That there are Tea Party people?
That there are two factions.
Yeah, there are factions, sure.
Okay. I'm just curious about this because I don't know if I believe you.
I don't know if I believe that either.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you'll have people like... that. Like, you know, who's Tea Party? Palin?
Yep. Palin's one of the part of the Tea Party, so is Ted Cruz.
He's establishment.
As you define establishment, not as normal folks define establishment.
Are you telling me Ted Cruz, a senator, is not an establishment candidate funded by Goldman Sachs? I mean, we just explained Ron Paul last night called Ted Cruz out and said Bernie Sanders is more libertarian than Ted Cruz.
Look, I mean, all this tells me is that there's a lot of really gullible Republicans, you know.
Well, it does, and Democrats. It doesn't. I mean, they're all gullible, Ian. The political process. People aren't going to ever get educated in the political process. That's just not the nature of government, right? I mean, when you give everybody a vote, then what you're saying, you're mandating that people that have, that are less, that are below average, half of the people are going to be below average. Why would you care what they have to say? Well, that's what the democratic process is.
I like how I said they were gullible and he just starts attacking you. I could just say things and Mark will just take it out on you.
Chum in the water. I just want to know from someone who's in the Republican Party, who's active within it, if what you're saying is true, Mark. Because I know there are people who are active
in the Republican Party that were not active in it prior to the Tea Party Revolution. People who have signed on to this is what they now self-identify as.
But that doesn't mean they're any kind of force. That doesn't mean there's a split. I know that in 2012 and 2008, there were obviously people supporting Ron Paul who had some difficult times trying to sort of get involved in the Republican Party and support Ron Paul. And they, you know, shut them out and turn off their microphones and didn't let them into the party conventions and things like that. That was the only time when at least I'd heard something about
right.
some sort
You're
of schism.
You're talking about – that's not a schism, Ian, because the Ron Paul people didn't create anything. A schism is where people with power, some kind of – power are able to split the organization. So I would say the Republican Party has been split in that establishment Republicans, people who are in power, who've been in power for 20 years, say, I can't handle these new types of Republicans because they don't want to work with the Democrats. This isn't what politics is about. Politics is about compromise, and they don't want to compromise.
Well, since when did Republicans, like standard Republicans, not elected ones, since when did regular Republicans want to work with Democrats? That's never been the case.
The complaint that Rush Limbaugh...
That's why they're Republicans. That's why the Democrats are Democrats. They don't want to work with the other party.
Well, okay, so it's difficult when you start moving the goalposts. So were the goalposts, were we talking about politicians or were we talking about voters?
When I was talking about Republicans, we were talking about voters. Are you saying there was a schism between the politicians? Because who cares about that? You made it sound like there were two chunks of the party, which when I think of the party, I'm thinking of the party, which is the majority, which is okay. the people.
Okay, so there's...
The
yeah, I would say that the Republican voters, the grassroots voters are more interested in the Tea Party, and therefore, when they've gotten some Tea Party candidates in and they've beaten some establishment or moderate Republicans, they're very, very much behind those people, and that the establishment or moderate Republicans are upset and scared about this inside the party. The party, the politicians.
Ones, the high-end operatives.
So if I wasn't clear that I'm talking about basically the people who are elected are scared of their electorate. It to some extent.
Okay. So okay. That's making it a little more clear now.
I predicted a split between sort of the libertarian faction and the Jerry Falwell faction. That didn't happen, but there was a split in the Republican Party.
Okay.
Now, I don't remember exactly what I was getting to when you derailed me about my split here. So 80%
I'm glad
of the
figured out that you were wrong. Go ahead.
How can you ever be right with a prediction? You don't make predictions.
No, you just sit
over there and bring the show in and bring it out. You rely on me to make these kind
I
of things.
I don't ask you to do anything like that.
No, you don't. I just got to make the show interesting. 80% believe the federal government is its own special interest, primarily looking out for itself, is what we were discussing.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on the radio here. You can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Once there's a few percentage points in worth sharing with you from the New Hampshire primary, probably going to be closer to 9 o'clock Eastern when that'll happen. It's at 2% as of last check as far as the precincts reporting in. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.